Dr. Michael Devine, who's from the Public Health Agency. Good morning to you, Dr. Devine.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Look, I'm a lay person in this, so therefore I don't understand. But from what Paul has told us, it seems that both he and three others, a total of four people, were linked to this restaurant, linked to Flicks in August. And the Public Health Agency, their E. coli was linked to Flicks in August. And the Public Health Agency said, no, there's no E. coli there.
Stephen, can I start by thanking Paul for his account there? And I think it does emphasise the reason why we take this so seriously. And I hope he's made a full recovery. Now, we were aware of four cases linked to Flicks in August. And there was an investigation at that time. But the environmental health inspections were satisfactory. Food samples were clear. Environmental swabs were clear, and there's no illness amongst the staff. Now, the arrangement put in place after that, and obviously this is part of a routine practice to look out for and follow up every case of E. coli 157 in Northern Ireland. And there are about 60 or 70 cases a year, and each of those are followed up. But in relation to the incident in August, of which Mr. Devlin has given an account, there have been no cases since those four cases in August until the first case of the current outbreak, which presented to the Public Health Agency on the 9th of October. Now, obviously, as part of our investigation into the current outbreak, we will be looking to see if there's any link to that previous cluster in August, and that will be part of our investigation.
Well, it's the same strand of E. coli, isn't it?
Well, that's a very important point you make, Stephen. There's E. coli 157, and that is the organism or germ in both situations. We intend to send our results to reference laboratories in England because there can be further strain typing done to see if the two organisms are similar or different. And that will take some time, and obviously that will be part of our investigation.
Well, that
we want to get to the bottom of that, yeah, as I'm sure everybody does.
But Michael, that's interesting in itself.
Yes.
You say that as part of your investigation, you will be trying to establish whether there is a link or not.
Yes.
The Public Health Agency has already declared that there is no link because in August of this year, you said that E. coli didn't exist at that restaurant. So there is no link. Why are you going back over yourselves again?
No, we will be looking, when I said a link, Stephen, what I mean is that we'll look and see if the strain of the organism is the same now as was identified in August.
Why?
Because that would indicate there's a link. In any E. coli case, there's a full investigation, and we look and see if there are any links with any other cases.
But you said the test at the restaurant was negative.
The food samples from the restaurant were negative. But if we found, for example, that it was the identical strain to the cases in August, or indeed, any other cases of the 60 or 70 cases that we get each year, then we'll have to pursue that evidence to see where it takes us.
Michael, maybe I can cut to the chase. Is it possible you missed it in August?
Stephen, decisions are taken at the time on the basis of the information available. Now, with hindsight, people can say, well, you should have done more at a particular time. But there has to be judgments made on the basis of what is known at a particular time. As I've outlined to you, you know, there were outbreak meetings in August to review the situation, including his own account, which Mr. Devlin has given, and judgments were made based on the environmental inspections, the food samples and so on, that appeared to be contained at that stage. And the fact that there were no further cases from can I just finish the point?
Of course you can,
I think it is important.
Okay.
That there were no further cases from mid-August until we were told about the case on the 9th of October, which suggests that there was no ongoing issue at the restaurant in that time. You can appreciate that if there was an ongoing problem at any facility, you'd expect cases to become apparent. The incubation period is typically 3 to 5 days, but it can be up to 10 to 14 days. But in any event, we would have expected to see more cases associated with Flicks Restaurant if there had been an ongoing problem.
But Michael, your language is important this morning, and it's interesting because my ears pricked up there when you said you were confident the situation was contained. But your public information thus far is that there was no situation. So you're saying this morning you were confident in August the situation was contained. Your public statement is that there was no E. coli in that restaurant. Not that it was contained, it didn't exist.
But we didn't find any positive food samples, but we did have the association of four people who had identified the same restaurant. Can I explain, Stephen, that if we take any individual case, and obviously I must speak in generalities for reasons of confidentiality, that any particular person may have acquired E. coli directly from farm animals, directly from food which may have been undercooked or food which has been cross-contaminated, or directly from another person. So we look and see for any case whether any of those potential routes of exposure are identified.
And were they?
Well, I can't talk in this particular detail about each of the cases, but what we do then, we look for any commonality. So, for example, if people had visited a place where there were animals, for example, or if people attended the same school.
Had they?
But Stephen, the commonality, if that's the word I'm using there, the common factor for the four cases in August, which we identified, was Flick's restaurant.
And so that then, Michael, and hopefully you feel that these questions are of public interest, and I'm not trying to have a go for the sake of it. I understand that this is a complex procedure, but when there are four different people and the commonality is that they have all eaten at the same restaurant, Flick's, and they all have the same strain of E. coli, E. coli 157. What the Public Health Agency did in August was to declare there is no link to E. coli at that restaurant. Maybe it would have protected the other 70 people who subsequently got this if you had have asked for the restaurant to close.
Stephen, there were measures put in place at the time that have referred to, you know, the inspections and the sampling and so on. The decisions can be always reviewed in hindsight. But can I say to you, I mean, quite...
What measures were put in at the time, Michael? This is important.
So there were unannounced inspections subsequent to the food samples being taken, and they were satisfactory. But the point, I'd like to make one further point on this, and I'd like to also update you, because from our point of view, as we sit talk this morning, we are in the middle or dealing with a major public health incident. I can give you updated figures from last night, if you wish, on the number of cases.
Yes, please.
And the priority for us at this point is to identify people who have eaten at Flick's restaurant since the 24th of September, who have got symptoms of diarrhoea, particularly bloody diarrhoea, and or tummy pain, that's abdominal pain, and we're advising those people to go to their general practitioners. And in response to the public information that was put out at the weekend, as of last night, we now have identified 20 confirmed cases of E. coli 157 and 118 probable cases, and the probable cases are being defined as people who have presented to their general practitioners with symptoms of diarrhoea or bloody diarrhoea.
So 20 confirmed cases.
That's correct. 20
and, confirmed and 118 cases. Probable cases.
That's correct.
Have you established the source?
The first case that we were told about in this current outbreak was reported to us on the 9th of October, and that was investigated, as I've already described, in the usual way, and it was identified that that person had eaten in Flick's. By the 11th of October, that's Thursday, we had then identified that a separate person had also eaten at Flick's, and two of the party associated with the first person, their tests were confirmed. So by Thursday, we had identified that there were four cases, three of whom were in the same family grouping, if I've made that clear. So that we had two separate contacts with Flick's. That was on Thursday afternoon. We had an urgent meeting on Thursday afternoon, and the restaurant closed voluntarily with immediate effect from 6:30 on Thursday, the 11th of October.
Because you had identified four cases?
Because we had identified four cases who had eaten at Flick's, and the context of there having been a previous problem in August.
Why? Did you ask the restaurant to close?
The restaurant was advised that of the situation and they closed voluntarily.
Sure, but if they hadn't have closed...
It was on advice, yes.
If they hadn't have closed voluntarily, would you have closed them?
Yes, probably.
So can you help me with this? I'm really finding it difficult to understand this in my brain. When there are four cases in October, you tell the restaurant you've got to close. When there were four cases in August, you allowed them to stay open. What's the difference?
Well, the difference, the obvious difference, is that we had the previous experience of what had happened in August, which was also part of the consideration. But Stephen, that you know, that we're in the middle of a major public health situation at the moment.
I will let you get on to that in a second, but I need to understand this because it's a question that will be asked all day.
Have to be considered, Stephen. But yeah. The priority at the moment is to get the situation under control, and then any review or whatever,
sure,
and look at why decisions were made in August or in
Of course, Michael, and we will go into that territory, I promise you, and we have ventured into that territory, and we will do more. But this question will be asked all day, so I want to ask you again so that I can understand it. What is the difference? Why did the public health agency tell the restaurant to close because of four cases in October, and they didn't tell the restaurant to close because of four cases in August? What was the difference? Was there any difference?
Well, Stephen, that's a fair question. And what I would say is that we had the previous experience and information about four cases in August,
which he said was negative.
But the evidence that you have can be either sort of positive laboratory results or association of people having eaten there. You know, even in the absence of positive results, we have a system of monitoring for cases. So even if the results were negative, and if you have a significant number of people who have eaten at a particular premises, that of itself constitutes evidence of an association there.
So what you're really saying is that although the tests were negative in August, you're really saying, Michael, that you think you missed it in August because you are linking the E. coli cases in August to the E. coli cases in October.
Stephen, I haven't said that, and I think that is a misrepresentation.
Well, you're taking them into consideration. You wouldn't put any store whatsoever. If you were sure that there was no E. coli in August, you wouldn't consider that to be a factor.
I don't think that follows, Stephen, that whenever decisions are made in the here and now, you take into account all previous information. You don't speculate or jump to a conclusion that there is an association, but nevertheless, you do have to take it into account.
Are you still confident, given now the extra information you have, are you still confident that there was no E. coli in that restaurant in August?
I don't think that's something, you know, that we can determine at this point. It will have to be reviewed, and it will have to be looked into.
Well, the other problem is if you can't determine. If you're not sure that it was in Flick's restaurant in August, you've got a situation here, because you then need to identify where the four people got the E. coli in August. If you don't think it was Flick's, where did they get it from?
Yep, Stephen, with all of the E. coli cases, we have 60 or 70 cases a year, as I've said to you, that there are follow-up investigations, questionnaires completed by Environmental Health, which Mr. Devlin has referred to. Those are done. The results and the information obtained on those questionnaires is analysed to see where, if any, common sources or common potential exposures are identified. There are then professional judgments made as to what is a reasonable course of action given the information available at a particular time. I said to you, you know, with hindsight, looking back, people can say, well, you should have done something different at a particular time, but judgments are made,
sure.
And I think on the basis of the fact that there were no cases from August to October and the various tests which I've referred to and inspections which were clear, the judgments made in August were reasonable.
The charge that is in front of the Public Health Agency this morning, and you've heard Paul Devlin allude to it today, is that you knew of four cases in August and you endangered other people by allowing that restaurant to stay open. And you should have taken a precautionary approach, and that restaurant should have closed down. And I presume that of the 118 probable cases from Flick's restaurant, quite a few of those 118, that's why I'm repeating the question, will be very, very angry that they were allowed to eat in a restaurant where you knew there were four cases, which was not made public.
Yes, Stephen, and, you know, I've already said that there was an investigation at the time in August, which included the environmental samples, the food samples, the environmental inspection, and that no further cases occurring in the intervening period, and that judgments are made about whether or not it's safe to not require a place to close.
Was it obviously, the wrong judgment?
May I just finish the sentence, Stephen. Obviously, we can't go around, because if we take, for example, 70 cases of E. coli a year, a lot of those people will have eaten in the previous 10 days in some premises or other, or visited some facility or other, and we can't arbitrarily go around recommending that premises close.
That's precisely what you did, Michael Devine, in October of this year, after four cases. You instructed that the restaurant be closed.
Yeah, and I've explained to you, Stephen, that that was a judgment made in the knowledge that there had been a previous cluster of cases in August.
Which you are still publicly saying wasn't linked.
I'm not saying that they were not linked.
So has that changed now?
You have drawn me to say that they were linked. I'm saying that at this stage that we cannot say that for certain they were linked, but
okay.
that will form part of our investigation. I've referred to the fact that we will send specimens to reference laboratories in England to see if they're the same strain. And this will all be looked this will all be looked into. Yeah. But at this stage, I don't want to be drawn to speculate that they are linked it's too early. And as I said to you, Stephen, the priority at this stage, and we are in, please, and I'm sure you don't, please don't underestimate it, and we certainly don't underestimate. This is a major, I just take a drink of the mic. We are dealing with a major public health crisis with these cases, and we must ensure that we prevent any preventable cases, and then there will be a review, there will be an investigation, there will be analysis of the results, and if any link to the August cases is established, well then that will have to be looked into.
If there isn't a link, Michael, it's a hell of a coincidence, isn't it? Tell me this. I know I asked this before, but just sort of can again clarify my mind. With these recent cases, have you identified the food source?
We take food histories from the cases, Stephen, and at the moment that people will have eaten various foods, and it requires statistical analysis of the foods that they've eaten. But and the short answer and direct answer to your question is no, at this stage we haven't identified a particular food.
So is it possible, and I don't want to get into scare tactics, Michael, so that's why I'm asking the question of you, the expert. Is it possible the source is from a supplier?
There is no indication of E. coli cases occurring associated with other restaurants at the moment.
So no other restaurant is being investigated for any type of E. coli?
Stephen, we're dealing with all these cases. I would like to check that definitively, but the cases which are currently being investigated, there appears to be one other case in another part of Northern Ireland which isn't linked to this, but as far as I am aware, there are not any links to any other restaurants.
So one other case which is completely nothing to do with
and that's sort of that will be followed up and judgments made as I refer to,
And Michael, just finally, can you help me, please? Thank you for giving us the most recent update of the quantum of the numbers involved here. You said that some 20 people have been confirmed with E. coli, 118 probable cases. Mm-hmm. How many of those would be children?
None of the confirmed 20 are children. Eight of the probable cases, that's the 118, are aged under 14 years. I should say as well, Stephen, that we do expect the numbers to increase in the coming days as people send in samples and the laboratory process the results. So, we are not in any way underestimating the scale of what we're dealing with here.
And how many of the 118 probable or the 20 confirmed would be elderly people?
The remainder would be adults. I don't have a figure for anybody, okay, particularly, you know, in an extreme elderly age groups, but, you know, there would be a range of adult ages.
And Michael, you describe this as a major health crisis. Would this be the biggest E. coli crisis we've had?
I think without a doubt it is, Stephen. We've had several E. coli outbreaks over the last decade or so, you know, some associated with different types of exposure to animals or nursery settings and so on. The figures and the number of people affected in those outbreaks, none have exceeded 20.
And of the people, just finally, Michael, and thank you very much, by the way, you've spent half an hour walking through this with me, and thank you so much for doing so. Of the people, Michael, the 118 probable, the 20 confirmed cases now, are any of those people seriously ill in hospital?
Six of the cases have been admitted to hospital, though most, if not all, of those have been discharged. We don't follow up from day to see if people have been discharged, and obviously that will change. Somebody may be discharged in the afternoon. But six of the cases that we know about have been admitted to hospital, but as I say, most, if not all, of those have been discharged.
So no one's in a life-threatening condition?
Again, Stephen, I'm reluctant to say, you know, people's condition in the hospital, because without checking day to day, you could say sure, something that was inaccurate.
Are you now confident that people eating in restaurants in Northern Ireland are protected?
Stephen, our focus is on this particular restaurant and people who have eaten there. There are other bodies who are responsible for ensuring food safety in restaurants and so on. But what I would say is that we have no indication of a problem at any other restaurant.
Okay. Michael Devine, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir.